This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. K2 vs. K1, why minaquinones reach bone and blood vessels. Vitamin K on a label hides a family with a geographic split. K1, phylloquinone, from leafy greens, and K2, from fermented foods and animal products, share the same core chemistry, both power the same activating enzyme, yet end up in different parts of the body doing different jobs. That distribution difference, not any difference in the reaction itself, is the entire scientific case for K2. One enzyme, many client proteins, all vitamin K forms serve as the cofactor of gamma-glutamyl carboxylase, the enzyme that switches on GLA proteins by carboxylating their glutamate residues, a modification that gives these proteins their calcium-binding claws. The client list explains everything downstream. In the liver, clotting factors 2, 7, and X. In bone, osteocalcin, which binds calcium into the hydroxyapatite matrix, osteoblasts are building. In vascular smooth muscle, matrix GLA protein, MGP, the most potent known endogenous inhibitor of arterial calcification, the molecular guard that keeps calcium crystals from forming in artery walls. Same enzyme, same reaction. What differs is which tissues each vitamin K form actually reaches in meaningful amounts. Why K1 stays home and K2 travels, pharmacokinetics makes the split, Shearer and Newman 2008. Absorbed K1 is carried in triglyceride-rich lipoproteins that the liver clears rapidly and greedily. Hepatic clotting synthesis is prioritized, and comparatively little K1 escapes to the periphery. Its circulating half-life is short. Long-chain minaquinones, MK7 above all, redistribute into LDL particles that circulate for days, delivering vitamin K to bone and vessel wall with every lipoprotein pass. The consequence is measurable in people. Supplementing MK7 lowers the uncarboxylated fractions of osteocalcin and MGP, the inactive switched-off forms, far more effectively per microgram than K1 does, Schurgers, 2008. Those uncarboxylated fractions carry a second message worth pausing on. They are elevated in large parts of the general population, meaning bone and vascular GLA proteins routinely run below full activation, even where clotting is perfectly normal. Clotting takes the liver's first claim on vitamin K. The periphery lives on what remains, a state best described as widespread subclinical K insufficiency, invisible to any coagulation test. The vascular evidence, Rotterdam and after, the population signal matching this mechanism came from the Rotterdam study, Gelainse 2004. Among 4,807 adults, followed for 7 to 10 years, those in the highest tertile of minaquinone K2 intake had roughly half the risk of severe aortic calcification, coronary heart disease mortality, and all-cause mortality of the lowest tertile, while phylloquinone K1 intake showed no such association. Prospective cohorts since, notably in the EPIC framework, have echoed the minaquinone-specific pattern for coronary calcification and CHD risk. Cohort data prove association, not causation. The interventional chapter belongs to the MK7 randomized trials covered in our MK7 dosing article, but the mechanistic coherence is exactly what makes this literature compelling. The form that reaches MGP is the form associated with less calcified arteries. What this means at the practical level, dietary K1 sufficiency is easy, one salad. Dietary K2 is not. Minaquinones concentrate in foods most modern diets have marginalized, natto above all, aged cheeses, certain fermented products. This dietary reality plus the pharmacokinetic case is why K2, specifically long-chain MK7 in its active all-trans form, see the isomer question, is the rational supplemental form for bone and vascular GLA protein support, taken with fat, like every K vitamin. And one safety note stands above all of it. Anyone on warfarin-class anticoagulants must read the interaction rules before any vitamin K product. The clinical bottom line, K1 and K2 run the same activating chemistry for different clients. K1 funds the liver's clotting factory. Long-chain K2 stays in circulation long enough to activate osteocalcin in bone and MGP in artery walls. Elevated uncarboxylated GLA proteins across populations show the periphery routinely runs underserved, and the Rotterdam data tie higher minaquinone intake specifically to less vascular calcification. Different postcode, different job. That is the K2 story in one line. Primary sources: Shearer M.J., Newman P., Metabolism and Cell Biology of Vitamin K, Throm Hemos, 2008, 100, 5 and 30 for 47. L.J. Vermeer C. et al., Vitamin K Containing Dietary Supplements, Comparison of Synthetic Vitamin K1 and Natto-Derived Menaquinone 7, Throm Hemost, 2008, 100, 593-603. J.M. Vermeer C., Grabi D.E. et al., Dietary Intake of Menaquinone is Associated with a Reduced Risk of Coronary Heart Disease, The Rotterdam Study. J. Neuter, 2004, 130-400-305. L.J. Cranenberg E.C. Vermeer C., Matrix GLA protein, the calcification inhibitor in need of vitamin K, Throm Hemos, 2008, 100, 593-603, MGP mechanism sections. J.W. et al., high dietary menaquinone intake is associated with reduced coronary calcification. Atherosclerosis, 2009, 203, 489-493, information on nutrient function, not medical advice. Patients on anticoagulant therapy must consult their physician before any vitamin K intake change.